My name is Chris Rooks. I'm from Holderness, New Hampshire, 23 Hobnob Lane, 03245. The biomass power plant issue, the effect of 1,200 megawatts of quote-unquote competitively priced power on the short and long-term viability of in-state biomass power plants, has received a lot less attention than a lot of the other major issues. Yet I believe it has the potential of having a very large effect on the state as a whole. Very little has been said about the domino effect that will occur if biomass plants are put out of business. Since the demise of the North Country pulp mills in 2000-2001, biomass power plants have been the primary, if not the only, major market for low-quality wood in New Hampshire. Low-quality wood is the damaged and low-value trees which forest landowners must harvest and remove to grow high-quality saw timber. Thus, a ready market for low-quality wood is absolutely essential for good forestry in New Hampshire. The logging industry depends on a steady, good, low-quality wood market. Meanwhile, commercial forest landowners must make a profit on their investment, and private forest landowners must at least be able to pay the taxes and other expenses incurred by that land ownership. Both generally depend on logging to generate those funds. When problems like a poor, low-quality wood market plague the forest products industry, forest landowners are generally forced to sell their land. And when they sell, it is for purposes which are more profitable, generally development. And this forest land is permanently removed from the forest inventory. Currently, the rate of forest land conversion to development is about 17,000 acres per year. That's about the size of the town of Ashland and Bristol combined. Such rates of conversion can have grave effects on watershed protection, wildlife habitat, and general forest health. Stabilizing these rates of conversion requires a strong biomass power industry. Though other forces in the industry may force the demise of some plants before the projected completion of Northern Pass, Northern Pass may well eliminate survivors and stifle any new investment in biomass power generation. Thus, I request the DOE investigate carefully Northern Pass's effect on the short and long-term viability of the state's independently owned biomass power plants and the ensuing environmental and economic domino effect on in-state forestry, forest land ownership, and forest land conversion. Finally, by virtue of the fact that Northern Pass may well put the surviving independent plants out of business, and by virtue of the fact that PSNH owns the largest player in the current New Hampshire biomass market, the Schiller plant in Portsmouth, and since the contract PSNH is negotiating with the Laidlaw plant in Berlin will allow PSNH to control the plant for the foreseeable future, Northern Pass would mean that PSNH would have a monopoly, almost complete control of the biomass market in New Hampshire. Therefore, I request that the DOE carefully investigate this possibility and the effect it would have on the short and long-term biomass market in the state. Thank you.